My nigga, if Spider-Man was real, he had the most popping Instagram out of all the Marvel superheroes, bro. And that's all I gotta say. Yes, even Superman. Even Superman, my nigga. Spider-Man. Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, my nigga. That nigga friendly and neighborhood is in his name, my nigga. You just get Superman, my nigga. They be like, oh, Superman, it's a bird, it's a plane, you know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna say, that's my nigga, you know what I'm saying? But if they see Spider-Man, they gonna be like, you know, that's my nigga. You know, like, Spider-Man is just that type of nigga. But, to cut to the chase, we have our episode of Match Matt, and on this episode, we're going DC versus Marvel. We talking superheroes, we talking villains, we talking comics, storylines, animated series, the cinema, what the fuck is going on with the DC Universe, the Infinity Gauntlet, Infinity War saga that will be coming up, and Marvel Cinematic Universe as well. I sit down with some amazing gentlemen, you know, graduates, you know what I'm saying? Aaron and Mike, we sit down, and they real DC niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, not DC niggas in the sense that they wear New Balances or that they wear suits and clubs and shit, you know what I'm saying? They DC niggas, and they really think that DC got the better universe. Like, overall, they really think nothing is wrong with the DC universe as far as cinema is concerned. And I have questions. I have many questions. So we're going to sit down and talk to them. Stay tuned. Enjoy. If you just want to get into it for the first time, it's all right. It's easy to understand. We got you covered. Yes, my nigga. Spider-Man does whatever a fucking spider can, my nigga. What up, though? Welcome back to the Match Matt Show, the podcast that you love, that you need, that's all about you, me, and maybe something about some trees. So, we're here today with some amazing gentlemen to talk about a clash of sorts, you know, a conflict that's been going on lately of two titans of literature and art and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, on some just real great shit that is timeless, eternal, classic. We talking Marvel versus DC, baby. What's up with it? So today, we got some amazing gentlemen here. Introduce yourselves.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's Aaron Fortime. That's Aaron 2_Elite on Twitter.
And you got Iron Mike Lewis in the whip, too. Y'all know who I be.
Yeah. So we in the whip right now, because earlier we was in the house. And, you know, my man's Khalil, he got a puppy and it's in the cage, and that little bitch be barking and crying and shit. And I be like, damn, little bitch, cut all your crying. You know what I'm saying? You get 3 meals a day. You know how many puppies don't even get 2 meals a day, my nigga? Like, you got canine advantage, bro. Like, you set. What is you crying for, nigga? You better meditate or something. You know, you better learn to enjoy your solitude. But besides that, for y'all, what side y'all on? Y'all on Marvel or y'all on DC?
You got two DC folks in the car, man.
DC.
You got
show DC.
For show DC.
Really? That's crazy because everybody now is like Marvel.
That's all because
niggas riding the wave.
Let
bro.
Me tell you, that's all because they riding the wave in movies and they look and they like movies.
Which I mean, it's not bad, yo. Like if you mess with, you know, everything that came out since the first Iron Man, that's cool. I mess with it too. But just
as you talk about as, people like, who read the literature.
Yeah, man. Like classically, iconically, DC is light years past Marvel, man. Yeah, in my man. Opinion.
And, you know, opinion. In my opinion, too, it's quality over quantity.
Right.
And, you know, there, without a doubt, Stan Lee is probably one of the greatest geniuses ever to come up with all these guys on his own.
Yeah.
But just because it's a million of them don't make them better, bruh. And my favorite argument, too, is if you want to talk about strength, their main team of people... I mean, you not one team of people in Marvel, this is something that did it for me, can beat the Justice League.
What?
Period.
And
hold on, wait. You mean like a team, like Avengers, X-Men.
Avengers can't do it.
The closest team.
What?
That
closest is X-Men.
The closest is
what?
X-Men. And the only reason they're
what?
Close is because Jean Grey and Professor X can do some shit to Superman and make him do something bad. But other than that,
what?
We've seen Batman not be famous.
I've seen Scarlet Witch destroy reality.
I've seen Dr. Fate.
I have seen Dr. Fate. When we talking about the league, we talking about that whole bitch.
Yeah, or, no. If we're going to equalize.
You got the founding seven.
The founding seven.
Right. And then you have the few that just like your Fates, You know what I'm saying?
Shazam. Because they got some alternates. They got some alternates.
Both Green Lanterns. Yeah. I'd say Hal helped found it. Then you got John as, you know what I'm saying, that you could add to that alternate.
Did Kyle Rayner ever join?
Kyle, I mean, eventually, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But Kyle and the other dude with the red hair, what's his name? Guy Gardner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They all came afterwards. But you got Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman right there. Those three could go wreak havoc throughout the entire Marvel.
They probably could beat the Avengers alone.
And then you got Green Lantern. I don't know.
We got to get, look, I'm saying this one factor we never, ever remember when we talk about working with a team.
Yeah.
We always take Captain America out of the equation. Not because of his crazy strength. Not because of his superhuman abilities, but I think just because of his mind, his ability to lead. Like, Superman.
Batman cancels that.
Superman. I want to see Batman and Captain America go head to head.
We've seen that in the comics.
I
didn't see that, though.
Death Battle.
I didn't see that,
though. And on Death Battle.
I didn't see that, though. How'd it turn out?
Death Battle was fan-made.
Batman will wipe the floor with Captain America, bro.
In the comics, what happened was...
Think about he's a Hydra agent now, so if he even...
We're not even going to talk about that.
Yo, that shit is dope to me, though.
I must admit, I
could have killed you at any time.
We need to get back to the original question.
Yeah.
But to talk about this, because we didn't drop the bomb.
Yeah, bro, because...
Look, bro, when they redo these comics over and over again, bro, there's only so many places you can take this bitch.
Yeah.
Him being a Hydra agent the whole time is kind of lit.
You know what that's like to me, though? Look, that's like Superman being Zod's son this whole time.
Oh, that shit'll be crazy. You know what
I'm saying? That would be crazy.
That would be
like, that's some shit. I took solace in the fact knowing that Captain America was for us. Now you flipping that shit and telling me he's a Hydra agent. Fuck Captain America.
Okay, look. We'll probably get back to Cap.
Yeah.
I understand Captain America, bro, but...
And Tony Stark. Tony Stark.
Cap is an amazing leader.
He's a loose cannon.
Tony Stark is an amazing X-Factor.
He's an amazing X-Factor. He can go either way for you. And when you're dealing with a team as tactical as the Justice League, with Batman at
the helm. Because Superman is very smart. Wonder Woman is trained.
Wonder Woman is trained.
Bro, with swords and spears and shit. Yeah. She is not the one to
But bare hands too, bro.
Yeah, bro. Wonder Woman will be whooping ass where everybody... Forget how strong Wonder Woman is.
Killed Aquaman.
She literally killed that nigga, bro. Aquaman, I seen like... it. She killed the fucking the kids with Shazam.
And we forget. Now this is one thing I hate about her, because one day she gonna fight Cheetah, and then the next day she gonna get Superman in the hands. But she's fought Superman before too, and held her own.
Ares, you know what I'm saying?
She fought the God of War. So
Hades,
if we want to talk about entire teams, bro, the simple fact that the Justice League arguably has four gods on the squad.
And then another aspect that we gotta bring in there is like who they come with, right? So you got Superman, Supergirl, Superboy, whatever. You got Batman, the Bat family, which is twice as big and three times as big as Superman. But you also have, if we keep putting Aquaman in there with the Justice League, you got Atlanteans, and you got Wonder Woman's Amazons, right?
Then you got the Green Lantern Corps.
Then you got the Green Lantern.
So we're talking them purely against... Okay, let's think about cosmic entities, because that's one
thing.
Let's think about cosmic entities! Because if the Silver Surfer come in this bitch, that nigga is raising hell.
You think the Silver Surfer can beat the Green Lantern?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You think Silver Surfer can beat Green Lantern?
I think the one person who, like you said, in the X-Men, you have to have a strong telepathic mind to get that Green Lantern. Because that's that willpower is the key. Yeah. That willpower is the key to every single little thing.
And that's the thing. Like, which Green Lantern are you going to target? Because there's no way Professor X can target both at the same time.
You're going to have to, like, use a Super Cerebral and target the Guardians and get rid of the whole bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
But get rid of the whole bitch.
If he targets Hal, it's a wrap. We saw Hal go turn into Parallax.
That nigga went crazy.
Like...
Come on, that was some bullshit. They were like, I remember him as Hal.
Yeah.
This nigga destroyed so much shit.
All them fucking rings, nigga. And he went crazy and then came back. Come on, bro.
And was like, nigga was like, he died a hero. I'm like, not really, my nigga. Like,
he died a monster, my nigga.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
But that talking about strength, bro, you got two DC niggas in the car. I respect the whole comic book, you know, community as a whole.
Worldbreaker Hulk, I don't know, bro, is a crazy factor to deal with.
But Superman can fight that.
He's a crazy factor, but you also...
Regenerative abilities.
You got Superman that could fight that, but you also have a nigga that you cannot beat when it comes to, like, pure will of force, will of mind. You got The nigga is a strategic genius. Motherfucker is like an escape artist. You know what I'm saying? The nigga, there's nothing that Batman cannot think his way out of. But the Hulk would
destroy the planet.
The Hulk would destroy.
He would destroy the planet. He brought Galactus.
Superman can turn that bitch back.
That's what I'm saying.
Reverse that bitch.
Hold on, because are we talking about which Earth Superman?
Hold on. We forgot the most important part of the team. We forgot the most important part of the team.
Yeah.
Because Flash run fast enough, there ain't going to be no Bruce Banner.
Exactly.
So
that's a factor.
But when Worldbreaker Hulk come out, he's just already there. Like, that nigga is not going to be Bruce.
But what I'm saying is, if the Flash can go back in time and prevent this from happening, I mean, what you want?
And like, we got to think, like, that nigga thinks in 0.00000001 nanosecond, nigga. Like, that nigga, Worldbreaker Hulk can appear and Flash is already gone and doing his shit. You know what I'm saying?
So I can see the Avengers might not making it, but I was thinking the X-Men. I was thinking, like, you got to think about the Phoenix Force. Like,
X-Men for sure will put up the best
fight.
They will put up the best fight. Because the Phoenix Force will obliterate so much.
Like, Phoenix Force alone.
It's a cosmic entity. Like, I feel like it's not fair. That's like putting Franklin Richards against them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I feel like Marvel has, like, I think a deeper explanation of things at times than DC. Even though it overlaps on some bad shit. Like, I would be hearing one thing like, this is the greatest cosmic entity in the world. And then 5 seconds later,
it's a new one.
Like, nigga, okay. I'm like, who's God?
I will tell you this, though, bro. I mean, when it comes to just having, you know, proof beyond a reasonable doubt of who's who and what and who can do what, DC's pretty solid, bro. Because if we're talking about the Green Lantern Corps and their tradition, the Amazons, what else we got?
You got the Atlanteans. You know
got the Atlanteans.
You got, I mean, Superman and Supergirl were the last few of Krypton, but nigga, if y'all find one more last Kryptonian, it's
you
a wrap.
One more last Girl.
Power Girl. They regulate.
I like the way DC regulates things. Like when they did the rebirth. I really like how they did Bane's rebirth.
Even though I hate rebirth.
Oh, I do. Not
I didn't
like rebirth.
Yeah, I don't.
It was straight.
And my favorite is New 52, but you know my main problem with that. We hate the whole Superman Wonder Woman romance.
Oh, that is my God.
That's the worst thing. That's literally the worst thing ever.
Because on Justice League, it fucked me up. Because, you know what I'm saying? I seen Bats and Wonder Woman. I'm like,
That's a great couple. Am I blue?
That nigga Batman was Luther Vandross.
Did y'all see him sing that live?
I didn't watch that video.
The Justice League cast got together for Comic-Con, I think, in Utah or something.
Yeah.
And like, they were doing a live reading of the episode when the Hawkgirl's folks, what are they called?
When the Thanagarians
took over Earth.
Yeah.
They did a live reading of that episode.
The season finale.
Yeah. And what do you call it? Like, at random, Kevin Conroy just went into singing it. Like, because they cracked a joke about it. It was at the part. Remember where Green Lantern like was having his women, like, you know, him and Batman had that exchange about
mm-hmm.
women,
mm-hmm.
and so he was like, "Oh, don't do it, Batman! Like, you know, we know you can't talk, you a Catwoman." But he started singing that shit. Like, it was great, man. I was like, if you a comic fan and you watch Justice League like I do twice a year, and you see something like that, it really makes you happy. So I advise you check that out.
So the cartoons, is that what really got y'all into the DC universe,
Marvel universe,
or was it like movies, or was it literature? Like,
I have to be honest with you, bro. Like I said, I think I can't remember if I started out Marvel or DC. I started out like I don't remember when I favored whichever one, but I remember I started out Superman and I started out Batman. And the Batman comic that got me, like, that I fell in love with is when he was going against, I forget his name. It was Kane, right? And Kane had a daughter. And, man, I cannot remember the name of the comic, bro. It was so long ago. But that comic was, like, it was showing off how pure of a detective he was, right? Mm-hmm. And then, because he was fighting someone who was supposedly his physical better, right? Mm-hmm. But he got into it, and it was just, like, twists and turns and shit. And he was getting, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy everywhere, bro. And he was taking the punches and he was rolling with it, right? And so as I read that, I delved further into Batman because, like, I wanted to know, you know, his history, his background, what happened, yada, yada, yada. Batman, I think, has one of the greatest backstories of any superhero.
He has the best story arc and character development.
Let's talk about
in all of comics.
Like, they built on him so well.
Yeah. Let's talk
And then you go to, if you talk about his character, take Batman out the picture. You got to take Red Hood out, Robin, Nightwing. You got to take out Batwoman, Batgirl, Catwoman. You got to take out his conflict with Batman, Superman, which brought a whole bunch of people back in.
Joker. You got to take, you got to take out a lot of problems Superman had. You have to like, take out a lot of what made Wonder Woman more human. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many things.
It's the only thing really human in it is like Batman, like that, like. Even though Batman tries to seem like he doesn't have emotions and feelings,
right.
I think one of the most human characters, because he's purely human, is Bruce Batman. Wayne.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he's just like how we are every day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we try to, you know, hide how we feel, even though we might not have that brooding look on our face, but, you know, we're hiding, you know, whatever we're going through.
Right.
But then we have those moments and we express how we're feeling to people who are, like, close to when we do what we care about doing.
And you still have to go, like... He still has shit to do through all that, through being, like, he can't fly to his Fortress of Solitude. He can't, you know what I'm saying, go back home to his people. Bruce has no family aside from Alfred, you know what I'm saying? And he takes, and a major thing with him was, like, niggas talk about how Batman took in Robin, but we forget how Alfred essentially took in Bruce, you know what I'm saying? And he's taking that, and I've always thought that, to me, like, in my picture of Batman, I always thought that he, like, looked up to Alfred, you know what I'm saying, but never wanted to admit it, because if he didn't, he wouldn't have took in Dick after essentially the same thing happened to him, you know what I'm saying? So you see how, like, there's so much more under the surface of Batman that I don't think a lot of people think about.
Because Batman could have been anybody. He could have been a billionaire. Look at his skills. Like, if Batman would have got his skills and everything that he had got, but he had the wrong intentions, Batman would be the greatest.
He could have been better. He could have been Deathstroke.
He'd have been better than Deathstroke.
Better than Deathstroke.
But look at how his willpower is just set. Like, the nigga is. You cannot beat, even when you beat him, you cannot beat him.
The man joined the League of Assassins. The man joined the League of Assassins, decided that he wasn't down with their cause, and then dismantled them from the inside.
Yep.
Like that.
And then, like, you go to, and then let's talk about philosophical implications of Batman. Let's go Batman versus Superman. You got a human versus a god, right? And this is what BVS touched on a little bit that I like. First off, what I like they did, they made Ben Affleck taller than Henry Cavill, right? And I liked how they touched on that because the power fluctuations through it, right? You got Superman who could kill Bruce at any time, right? But when you look at it, Bruce is taller than this god that they're supposed to be, right? So you got that there. Bruce knows that Superman could potentially become dangerous to him, right? So then you have the fact that as a human, I feel like it's my duty to take out this all-powerful, almighty being, you know what I'm saying? To make sure that, like he said, if there's a 1% chance
to protect the
that
world.
He could go against us, I have to take it as an utmost certainty, and I have to take him out, right? So now you got a nigga that has to fight you without fighting you, right? I have to beat you up here before, and he did. He's done that multiple times. Like, it shows, like, how we as a human race, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if, I think that's the perfect statement for the human race, right? Like, although we are fucked up, you know what I mean? Like, there is a sort of willpower and something that you just can't take away from people. You know what I mean? And I think that's why I fell in love with it so much.
In times of, like, absolute, you know, desperation, even when you're facing, you know, total annihilation in the face.
We have the ability.
Not only the ability, but it's something you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. I mean, it's about survival.
Yeah, and you look at it like he is the only nigga that is about that action in the Justice League, bro.
At all times.
The only nigga that is about that.
He's going to destroy all of Apocalypse.
Oh, he didn't fight. What's the line?
Nigga. Let's set this up, right? Superman, Batman, Apocalypse, right? The movie. One of my favorite ones because of one pure line, bro. So Darkseid has, you know, brainwashed Kara Zor-El, Supergirl, into becoming the leader of his army or whatever the fuck it was. So Superman and Batman and Big Bertha, was it Wonder Woman? Wonder Woman went too, because they fought the other ladies or whatever. So they all go to Apocalypse to get Supergirl back. Supergirl doesn't want to come back. Supergirl's fighting Superman, right? Throughout this whole time, we see Batman on a side mission, right? So Batman's going through Apocalypse. He runs into a patrol with one of those big, huge dogs that they have. You know what I'm saying? And technically, he gets eaten, comes out of that, you know what I'm saying, which was dope as fuck. Because he told, what did he do? He came out and he told him, he was like, yeah, your armor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. That nigga just so cold with it, you know? Especially Kevin Conroy. Shout out to the greatest
animated voice actor of all time.
Bro, but him and Mark Hamill. Are
yeah, the greatest, bro. Tara Strong.
And let's not forget our sister.
Baby girl that played number five.
I forget her name. Hold up. Keep going.
So Batman's there on his side mission. He goes, like, we don't know what he's doing, right, throughout the entire movie. Right. So he goes and we find he's in a room full of these hell spores. And then it cuts to Darkseid fighting, Superman and Supergirl fighting Darkseid's presence. Batman is all armored up. You know what I'm saying? Walks up to Darkseid, getting his ass handed to him, bro. Handed to him. But he's talking his shit. You know, his one word shit. You know what I'm saying? What did he say, Mike? He said, he told the nigga, Darkseid had him in a chokehold. And he said something like, this is over. Even you see the folly of a king without a kingdom, right? Uh-huh. So then niggas looking like, bro, Darkseid was like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? You know what I'm saying? He's killing him as he's saying it. Batman's barely getting the breath out and shit. And Batman's like, your room of hell spores, I found it, I hacked it, and I turned them all on. And Darkseid puts his ass through a wall, bro, and tells him you're bluffing. Nigga said, Omega Land is 7.
Does it sound like I'm bluffing?
I was like, bro,
And he puts him down.
What?
And he puts him
down. Bitch, that nigga Darkseid. He said, swear off Kara Zor-El, and we'll leave. Bitch that nigga Darkseid, bro.
Darkseid
is top five DC villains.
Bro, period. Not even just DC.
Yeah, top five villains, period.
Crossover.
Yeah, bro.
Respect that man.
You got to take into account, like, this is a man that whoops Superman's ass on a basis, bro.
That nigga loves it. Since we get into top fives, let's start with our top five heroes.
Okay.
We doing cross-platform, right?
Cross-platform.
All right.
My niggas might need a second.
Shit.
Okay, so can we all just throw Batman up there?
Batman number one. Okay.
I can give you mine right now. All right. I'm going to go for my personal favorites. Batman, Spider-Man number two, definitely. Fuck, this is harder than I thought. Oh, Wolverine.
Okay.
Batman, Spider-Man, Wolverine. I'm going to throw Wonder Woman in there because I really, you know, if I had to choose one. No, okay. Captain Marvel. The original Captain Marvel, Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then number five, this is hard. I think I need another human in there. Fuck, this is harder than I thought.
Come on, bro. You're at the finish line,
Come on, you got it.
Damn.
You're at the finish line, bro. Come on, bro. Come on.
A fifth one, though? I kind of am trying to reach over to Marvel, but I kind of don't want to. I'm reaching back to DC.
Come on, bro. You got one more.
I'm going to go Nightwing.
Bro. I knew you were. I knew you was going to say that.
Yeah.
I knew you was going to say that. Okay, let me see. Number one, of course, by far, Batman, right? Jeez. Number two, this is in no order. After Batman, it's in no order. Number two, I got to put Captain America, right? For my third in that entry, I have to put John Stewart. Mm. Okay, because I love, first of all, representation, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Second of all, I love his whole backstory, whatever. Number three. Number four, I have to put... I gotta save him for my villains. Okay. Number four, I have to put... Y'all gonna think this is weird. I gotta put Cyclops up there.
I hate Cyclops.
Okay.
Keep on.
I'm gonna put Cyclops up there. And I'll back it up. I'll back it up a little later.
All right.
So, Cyclops... Spider-Man. I can't disrespect Spider-Man like that.
Yeah, bro. Spider-Man is a Cyclops staple.
Spider-Man
is like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, I can't disrespect Spider-Man.
The only thing I hate about Spider-Man is how much those writers made him whine. I do not like Cyclops.
Go ahead, bro. I'll explain Cyclops. Go ahead.
Damn. Y'all said some great motherfuckers. I'm trying to, in my head, talk about this all the time. Is that person really a hero?
Yeah.
You always gotta take that second. Yeah. I'm about to be like, well, when he got the Iron Man suit.
Right.
That's what we be talking to Austin about, man. Austin love him some Iron Man, bro. Yeah. Batman throw an EMP, all that's over.
You know what I'm saying? You get the right battering in the Iron Man, isn't it? Right.
Batman, of course.
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to throw a speedster in there.
Mm. And I'm trying, I'm having this debate in my spirit between Barry Allen and Wally West.
Okay.
And I really like Wally. You know what I'm saying? I think Wally is a cool Flash. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's a real, real nice guy and shit. But I feel like, I don't know, there's something about Barry Allen that's just
different. He got that it factor, bro.
Yeah, you know, so I have to give it to Barry. Barry Allen.
Okay.
It's good you got Speedster up there, too.
Yeah, 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 definitely. Who else would I throw up in that bitch?
You got a human? That's how I did it.
Oh, yeah, I do got a human. I got Batman.
Oh,
I got
right.
Batman, Spider-Man, Flash. I'm not going to throw the Kryptonian up in that motherfucker.
Oh, never. Never.
No, not at all. Shit. No, not this nigga either. Hell no. Like, you be going through fears in your head, like, this nigga did some corny shit. like, get up out of here.
I'm surprised neither of y'all put Wolverine up there and I was the only one.
I was actually thinking honestly. Wolverine for a second. But you know what I'm going to go with?
Who?
I'm going to go with Jane Foster, Thor. Jane Foster, Thor.
Okay, okay. That's
I really that's appreciate her because she's still human. So, like, if you see recently when they had the battle with Shahir.
Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. And they was getting the prayer. They had a battle and they're supposed to get the prayers or whatever. And that was a thing. Okay. And she like, nah, don't pray to me, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of it, you know, it seemed like she lost. But when they went over, how many people, like, saw her save them and helped them out, like, and shit like that.
Okay.
Hey, she was
okay. That's
one.
A very solid
So
thing.
She's worthy of, I think she's really earned the hammer in my sight.
Yeah, okay.
Thor,
that's gotta be my sixth man, bro.
Yeah, but I just, it's because Odin's son still needs some more development. I feel like that's what's gonna happen when he goes around still without this hammer, I think. And I, you know,
in Ragnarok, okay.
I'm gonna throw in Reed fucking Richards.
Mr. Fantastic?
I was thinking Mr. Fantastic too, yeah.
I was gonna throw in Reed Richards, okay. Bro.
Both of that's those solid. Guys, it's so funny you say that, because both of those guys I think would be like my...
Who? Both of who?
Reed Richards and Thor, probably in my like 8 or 9.
Okay.
Personally,
just Reed Richards off the fact that he is the man who really can stand against Doom. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, he, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Reed Richards is so respected. You know what I'm saying? Reed Richards is a, you know what I'm saying? He has his flaws, of course, but overall, like, that's the man when shit hits the fan. Like, is
everybody goes to.
Yeah.
He's very looked at high. He's really looked up upon in Marvel.
Yeah. All right. So can you explain Cyclops?
Yeah, okay, bro. Let me explain Cyclops, bro. All right. When I was getting into when I was getting into X-Men, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a big staple for me of my favorite heroes, not a superhero period, but my personal flavor of superhero is a leader, right? Mm-hmm. So I enjoy superheroes that are leaders because I like that the internal conflict they have of team versus me, right? Mm. So, when I was first getting the X-Men, you know, I read up a little on, you know, everybody loved Wolverine, you know what I'm saying? You got Professor X and stuff, but Cyclops always stood out because, first off, his depiction in the movies, to me, kind of, like, epitomized that leadership conflict to me, right? You got your bitch getting took, right?
You got your bitch getting took, right? Man, but this old nigga.
Yeah, by this old ass nigga, you got your bitch getting took, but you are, like, Cyclops was really, like, troubled as far as, you know, leading the X-Men and, you know, wanting them to go up along a certain path, you know what I'm saying, and do good and yada yada. Whereas Wolverine, great hero, you know what I'm saying, but Wolverine can also be an anti-hero too, you know what I'm saying, which is dope in certain aspects.
Yeah, it's deep personal motives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But to me, like, I really vibe, that's why... If you look at my heroes, Batman, Captain America, you know what I'm saying, Cyclops. I was thinking Reed Richards, you know what I'm saying, but even he led Fantastic Four, you know what I'm saying. Like, all of mine are, I enjoy leaders, you know what I'm saying. I enjoy that conflict because seeing how differently they find solutions to it, how differently they handle things, you know, that's always appeasing to me. So that's why I put Cyclops up there, you know what I mean. My list is viable to change depending on what day of the week you ask me, you know what I'm saying.
But, except for my top three.
Yeah, except for top three. But as far as you know, sparking conversation, and you know, we on the podcast or whatever, so I had to put I'll put Cyclops up there to spark some conversation between us, whoever listening, you know what I'm saying? You know, just to get brain juices flowing so we can think outside the box, you know?
Think more than what they look like in the comics or how long they was on screen, you know what I'm saying? Of course. It's some great heroes.
And that's actually a great point, Matt, to tell to everyone. Like, I suggest reading some of this stuff, man. I mean, some of those characters you fall in love with on screen really has some dope backstories. Like, man. I mean, for someone who doesn't speak much in the movies, Black Widow has a phenomenal backstory. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to talk about the other missions Captain America went on before he, mm-hmm. you know, got frozen, mm-hmm. you know, it's a lot.
Peter Parker is an outstanding character.
And actually has arguably the second or third best character art ever behind Batman. Yeah. And the only reason I say arguably third is because me and Aaron have had this debate before. Mm-hmm. I think Wolverine is up there too.
Yeah, we talk about that.
I think Wolverine has had some outstanding development.
Yeah. The only thing that I will give Peter Parker especially the edge with Wolverine. Man Logan. Which one?
Especially with old man Logan.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Of course. Okay. The only thing about Wolverine though is how a majority of his time was spent as an assassin. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like all of that kind of comes back to the same kind of conflict. But Peter Parker, from a high school kid up into an adult in the adult world, even down to Civil War, is like mind blowing. If you're not a comic book fan, read Civil War. because the movie did not do that comic justice.
I was heated. I knew they couldn't do it.
But that's what I'm about to say, bro. We knew they couldn't do it.
It was too much, bro. Yeah, they couldn't show the kids down in the beginning.
Even with the few heroes they had in Civil War, it was still kind of too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was still... It didn't work on screen.
And it was too light. Like, it was too lighthearted.
That comic, bro, is so heavy.
Because niggas died, bro.
And on top of that, it's just... The scale of the conflict. It wasn't just some small battle going on in Germany.
This was governments
and the whole world damn near at war. Tony Stark hunting down everybody who's not, you know, registered. Like,
niggas is underground. Spider-Man damn near got his face blown off. Yeah, remember, bro. The Punisher killed niggas.
Yep.
The Punisher killed some niggas, bro, when they captured them niggas. Yep. And once we leave from Civil War, since we in Civil War and we kind of get skewed between the lines of, like, you know, heroes should do and, you know, how villains behave. You know, who are your top five favorite villains?
Right, I can give you these. Dr. Doom, undisputed number one. Mm-hmm. I have to say the Joker, even though that's typical, I have to say the Joker because of how he played Batman's game better than him and turned it on his head multiple times. Mm-hmm. If you really watch, you know, people just think he's a crazy guy who blows things up. Mm-hmm. But if you read what Batman's conflict with him really is and how it's a psychological game... That's just, like, super good to me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to talk about that. Remind
then,
me. Yeah.
Then, after that, yep. I like Brainiac.
Brainiac. I was going to say that. I didn't think nobody was going to say
Brainiac
that.
Brainiac is outstanding.
I like Brainiac, bro.
Okay, all right.
Because Brainiac is that nigga.
Yeah, okay.
Wildcard, Deathstroke.
Oh, no! You fucking dickhead!
No!
You took my list!
Wildcard, Deathstroke.
Fuck.
And then number five, to round it out, come on, what would a villain's list be without a symbiote? I gotta go with Carnage. Bro.
Okay. All right.
I have to go.
Bro, I can't believe you took Brainiac. I was sitting here like, man, ain't nobody gonna say this shit, bro.
Brainiac is an outstanding villain.
Okay. Peep game. My number one favorite villain. Not saying he's the best, but my number one favorite is Darkseid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Darkseid is essentially a god, right? You put him up there with the new gods and stuff. But as far, just like my love for leadership heroes go, my love for villains extends to the fact where, like, villains are the shit and they know they're the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Darkseid cocky as fuck and backs it up. You know what I'm saying? You go against Darkseid, like, he doesn't even fight. He sends lieutenants to fight you, you know what I'm saying? You fight Darkseid, it's a big deal, okay? Darkseid up there, Joker. I love Joker so much because of what he does to Batman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Joker develops Batman as, if we say that anybody can be Batman, on the very flip side to that coin, shout out Harvey Dent,
on the flip side to that coin. On the flip side to that coin, we have to say anybody can be the Joker, right? And I think Batman has to take into account that although he tests my, you know, my morality, my code, my law, whatever set of rules that I have as a hero, he does eventually, you know, in The Killing Joke and Dark Knight Returns, he does eventually realize that, like, you know, the Joker could also be anyone. You know what I'm saying? Anyone can give. The difference between them, I think, is that Joker gave up on humanity, right? He gave up on things going right.
Yep.
So he said, fuck it. I'm just going to cause this chaos, right? As opposed to Batman, who everything went wrong for him, right? In the same sense kind of that did for Joker, right? Everything goes wrong for him, but he's like, look, I'm going to make sure this doesn't happen to anyone else. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So that's like the same. That's the same coin, but different sides. And they develop each other because no Batman, no well-developed Joker. No Joker, you know what I'm saying? Batman isn't as well-developed as we come to love him for, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what... It's kind of selfish because I love Joker because I love Batman. You know what I'm saying? I can't...
have one with the two.
You can't... There's no way...
inseparable.
Yeah, there's like, no way you can talk about it.
It will make each other, like, perfect.
You could take could, even with everything Batman has ever done, you take Joker out of that equation. It's not
you take
same.
Joker out, and it's because no one gets him to that level of like, and again, I'll go to like a philosophical type deal. No one gets to him in that level. You know what I'm saying? The closest you got is Bane, who physically broke him, mentally broke him, whatever. But even still, like, Bane is calculating, right? Mm-hmm. Bane is he makes a move, he makes it for a reason. Joker doesn't give a fuck.
Chaos.
He just doesn't.
The complete Joker doesn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So that's two for me. Number three is Deathstroke. I hate that I sound like I'm jocking Jay-Z with saying Deathstroke, bro. But I love Deathstroke because he is the closest villain version we have to an exact replica of Batman. Okay?
And with the extra powers?
Even with the extra powers, he's the closest we have to... We don't have anyone that's exactly like him in villain form, right? But he's the closest we have to Batman because, you know, because of the training, the skill set or whatever. He's Batman with guns, you know what I mean? You can say Red Hood, you can say... actually, that's the only other person you say, I think. But yeah,
Deathstroke, but Deathstroke, we know he's leaps and bounds ahead of Red Hood.
Right,
yeah, for sure.
Deathstroke, I'll actually come back to that. Deathstroke does... He's... Again, I talk about my qualities in a villain, right? Mm. Deathstroke is definitely one of those, like, leader-type villains, right? One of those you-aren't-worthy-to-touch-me villains, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I gotta put Deathstroke up there. I'm sorry, I'm still staying DC for number four, Ra's al Ghul.
Fuck!
Oh, yeah!
Fuck, you took mine! I forgot about Ra's.
Ra's al Ghul, and number five, because I like conflict, and I like conflict that hits on a very close scale. I'm gonna go. Thanos is honorable mention. Fuck him though. I'm gonna go with Loki.
Okay, that's a solid one.
Because of what he does to Thor, right? It's not quite on the scale as Joker, Batman, but Thor has a brother, right, who is jealous of him, right? And through all of that, Thor still loves that brother. You know what I'm saying? He still loves that brother. And the fact that Loki, you know, wants the throne, yada, yada, yada. It seems we see everything going right for Thor, everything going wrong for Loki.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's, bro, that's a lot too because even though everything's going right for Thor, he sees that stuff is going wrong for Loki. You know what I'm saying? I can talk about that. From a personal standpoint, when things are going right for you and not going right for your brother, that hurts you too. You know what I'm saying? That brings down certain shit that otherwise would make me happy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
maybe that's why I put Loki up there because of personal.
He's a good villain.
But yeah, he's a solid villain. He's a solid villain.
What about you, Matt? What you got for us?
Y'all said fuck Thanos, but I'm gonna have to get that nigga in my spot.
Okay. Really?
He's okay. He's one of the greatest simps of all time.
Okay.
That nigga got misled by pussy. Pussy by death.
He got misled by death pussy.
I said, number one, how did you get, like, you went and did all this Infinity Gauntlet shit over some death pussy? I said, if death came to me and said, I promise you power and pussy, I'm going to turn around and say, bitch, I want nothing.
I don't want nothing
I was
from
like,
you.
I'm going to beat off in life.
You
like,
feel me?
You know what I'm
you
saying?
Feel me?
Like,
you feel me?
You got me chopped. Dr. Octopus.
is my number two.
Okay, that's a solid. That's
because
a
off the solid. Strength of Superior Spider-Man, off the story of Superior Spider-Man, Doc Ock, his character development until the end was outstanding to me. Because he changed Peter Parker's life.
He did,
He changed Peter Parker's life in a positive way. You know what I'm saying? He may have had his own way of doing things, but overall, Peter Parker can finally live like the person he deserves to be because he's so intelligent. He's such a rich character. He deserves to have his nice shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of Peter Parker always. I'm always delivering pizza and struggling to sell pictures of Spider-Man. Yep. Like, bro, no, fuck that shit. You done put in enough work, my nigga. Put the pieces down. Put the motherfucking pieces down.
Yeah.
So, who'll be my third? Damn, I just lost that motherfucker. Dr. Doom.
Okay.
Dr. Doom, of course.
That's one of the
Doom always has.
Like Jay-Z on your top five.
Man, I'm saying this nigga Dr. Doom is outstanding. Like, every time he has a story, like, the way they redid Dr. Doom 2 or something, I actually enjoyed as well. I just think he's a very just rich and well-written character.
Okay.
With different motives that I can, appreciate. The Joker, of course. Joker always got to be in that list. Like you said, it's just inseparable. Like, I just feel like I would be doing a disservice to people if I didn't have the Joker there. And who do I
want? Round it out with a goon. Round it out with a goon.
I'm trying to think. Is it anybody in Marvel? Nick Fury. That's what I forgot. Nick fucking Fury.
You count him as a villain?
Yeah, you want to know why? Because he killed the Watcher.
Somebody door
open? Yeah, I think I'm actually opening
the door. No, I think you opened the trunk. It don't matter. It's okay. Keep going.
But Nick Fury killed the Watcher.
Okay.
Like, when you think about it, why would you know what I'm saying?
Huge.
And he had, you know what I'm saying? He's been faking with body doubles his whole entire time. Yeah. Fury is a dangerous motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And Nick Fury, you gotta think about it. In certain universes, Nick Fury is the original super soldier.
Yeah.
And so imagine that level of intelligence. And every time you find Nick Fury, you know what I'm saying? You find Nick Fury. Or Nick Fury finds you. You know what I'm saying? He wants you to find him if you find Nick Fury.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was prepared waiting in a bunker for you this whole entire time to figure out what to do next.
Okay.
You know, Nick Fury
That's
a top,
good twist on
and
on
he's
him,
dangerous, yeah. And he's so fucking dangerous because he's just so smart and knows so much. I definitely would have to give Nick Fury. That's at first I was gonna give it to actually Galactus, because Galactus is so consistent.
Yeah, okay,
I always appreciate Galactus being the consistent villain in my mind.
Okay,
but he's not really a villain; he's just a force of nature.
Right,
and force
that's
of
still
the
a solid list to fight, though, especially having Nick Fury on. That definitely drives you to think.
Hell yeah.
You know who I just thought about, bro? I know I gave five, but I gotta give y'all a six, man.
Yeah, give me that.
Sinestro.
Ooh. Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
Boy.
Sinestro is great.
Sinestro is a great one. Yeah.
Gotta do it. Yeah.
Oh man, that's another good one,
man.
Let's just sit for a minute and think about
Sinestro. Bro.
Think about the reach he, bro. What?
Yeah, that's a bad boy. That's a bad boy.
That boy good.
That boy is.
Damn.
But I like my five. I mean,
our solid list.
Bro, Brainiac and Deathstroke, bro. Brainiac's whole deal with Superman, dog, and just how he never goes away.
Question.
What's up?
Magneto. So Magneto is my sixth man.
Okay.
That's a good sixth man to have.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, some people would be like, well, Magneto's not really a villain, he just misunderstood. He has his own separate motives. I was like, no. Magneto, and when we think about it, what are heroes supposed to do? Protect the world. Mm-hmm. That's everybody in the world.
Right.
Magneto specifically only wants to protect
himself
and the mutants that join and follow his calls within the world.
Yeah. You know it's something, bro?
Like, you have different callings. Like T'Challa. T'Challa's main thing is Wakanda. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something, man. I love Magneto, and please, no one take this out of context. No one takes it out of context. Because he still is a very creative character. The fact that Professor Xavier and Magneto, we are known to know that they were based off of Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, kind of dampens that to be. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything about them was played out in front of us already. Do you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about a Joker and a Batman and a Brainiac and a Superman, we're talking about
unstoppable force meets an immovable object. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. These are very intricate and very original, you know, mm-hmm. relationships that, okay. that I've still to this day never seen anything like. Mm-hmm. Especially, I'll be honest with you, as much as I love Batman and Brainiac, I mean Batman and Joker, Brainiac and Superman's conflict is very, very deep.
Dig into it.
You know, I mean, it's just, when it comes, first of all, we talk about how the fact that Brainiac's basically a parasite, and every time he comes back better and harder. Mm-hmm. And the fact that no matter what Superman does, even when Superman has dug deep into himself to decide that Brainiac needs to be destroyed because he doesn't kill.
Never beat him.
He never can beat him. Even to the point where Brainiac comes and fuses with Superman's other arch enemy.
Yeah.
You know,
Lex Luthor. Shout out.
Black Lex.
You know what I'm saying?
Hawaiian Lex. Black Lex. Look at Lex looking like the Rock on that bitch.
When you talk about things like that, I mean, so much so to the point where, because if you think about it, a lot of villain Superman fights, he fights on his own. You know, and
that's fair. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of, but. Very fair. Brainiac is the only one literally consistently has to call on the league and needs help from everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Darkseid, but okay.
Well, Darkseid too, but you understand what I'm saying.
Darkseid is a planet. Yeah. Right.
And if we're being real, he had his moment with Darkseid alone. But he has, but he was an idiot. Yeah. So Batman was like, we gotta go. You know what I'm saying? So
If you really want to,
Superman was about to have his moment, but once again, Batman overtook. You know,
you're talking straight Justice League now.
Yeah, I'm talking straight Justice League. Okay. But then again, even before the actual Justice League,
I'm catching
they're each other's moral like backbone. Yeah. You know
so that's why I like and getting back to your original statement, bro. That's kind of why I've never really been super big on Magneto and Professor X's conflict. Mm, mm. Because if you ask me, that's easy. They just took white people and black people and said, here's the X-Men.
My thing isn't about Magneto and Xavier's conflict. My thing is about their conflicts within themselves. Like,
their internal conflict.
Okay. Yeah, like Xavier's conflict. Well, how you get overload. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think about the frustration that Charles Xavier builds up, always trying to reach out to humanity, you know what I'm saying, become a part of humanity.
Okay. But once again, like I just said, fellas.
And shit on him. You
that
know
was
what
that was MLK.
But he snapped, remember? He snapped. He snapped. Him and Magneto, their consciousness, I think their consciousness had like fused together, like Charles's frustrations and then Magneto's anger had fused together to make Overload. He wasn't too there too long, but he was a dangerous force.
Yeah.
Like, he had, you know what I'm saying, he had the mind, of Charles, but the skills of Magneto, you know what I'm saying, these battle-tested people who've been through things. Like, you got to think about what these people have been through. Like, Charles Xavier worked so hard to improve humanity every single step he could throughout his life. You know what I'm saying? He's wheelchair-bound, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times he's alone, he's misunderstood, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. The only person who really can't understand him completely is Magneto when they're on opposite sides. You know what I'm saying? And Magneto's pain. Like,
I still Magneto's think metaphorically, pain. I still think metaphorically that that's just not going to make some Martin Luther King.
But check this, I know way more
about Malcolm now. Like, me reading about like Malcolm X is really like
I went
changed
the opposite way. Like,
my views.
I went Malcolm X to Martin Luther King instead of Martin Luther King to Malcolm X. So
a lot of shit changed when I started doing more reading, you know, on these
of
people.
Course.
Okay.
So I feel like it's only certain moments where we see Magneto show those Malcolm X qualities. Like, sometimes they make Malcolm X seem like he was the most violent person on the planet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
And that's how they make, you know, Magneto feel. And I'm like, nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was Malcolm X taking it to an extreme, not taking it to a full account.
Right.
I don't think that was something.
Right.
I mean,
it's not supposed to be our African American.
Of course. But I'm just saying, for the sake of knowing that, that's where the inspiration came from. You know what I'm saying?
So
of clash of ideologies.
I think it's.
And honestly, I'll tell y'all this: you can make an argument. Overload is how things poured out in the streets in the 1960s.
That's solid.
I think down to the and then because remember after things went bad in the 60s, we saw an ideal change from both of these men before they were ultimately murdered.
That's facts.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that like that's been my whole thing from top to bottom. I think that that whole conflict was Malcolm X and Martin Luther King.
Okay, let's set aside the fact that we got if they were inspired by Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, it should have been black, first off. Put that to the side.
Make Magneto black and Jewish, man.
You know what I'm saying?
But okay. All right. Let's put that to the side, Stan. So I see what you're saying, Matt. Because you got Professor X, right? First off, Professor X and Magneto, same goal. They want to protect mutants, right?
Yeah.
But their word protect means two different things, right? To Professor X, protecting mutants means to normalize them, right? To make them more integrated into society and get them to be accepted more, right? So Professor X's whole deal is like, look, mutants have these abilities, but we're no different than you know what I'm saying? Or your mother, your father, your kids, whatever. We're no different than you guys. Magneto's term, protect, means, look, y'all not gonna touch my motherfucking mutants. You know what I'm saying? Like, if one of us has to go, it's gonna be y'all, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, Magneto's, and this is where, like, I'm sorry, I don't think Magneto is too far off. I don't think he's too far wrong, man, because, like, you gotta think, bro. You have either, you can, both sides have some validity to me, some validity, right? But Magneto is like, Professor, look, X, we can't do shit by sitting here and letting them, you know what I'm saying, step over us, letting them do this, letting them do that. We have to show them that, hey, it's not sweet around here, you know what I'm saying? Now, granted, Magneto took that to a very large extreme.
Trying to exterminate humanity.
Yeah. Now, that part is wrong. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, I don't think Professor X should have been so willing to... Let me word this right. I don't think he should have been so adamant about normalizing mutants.
You should have asked for reparations. No, 100%. Like, their
because
own
look
land,
what they did to the mutants.
Like a redistribution of land, like,
you know,
a change of rights.
But
like,
you hate it so much. You hate it so much. Let us be us.
Once again,
you know what I mean. Let us be.
But Magneto did have that.
Once again,
yeah.
All they did was take our struggle.
Yeah,
no, and made money.
And made money.
It probably
bro.
Never gave so, shit to a DPS so,
and,
school.
So and they gave us
not
Storm,
to a United
like,
Negro College fund.
And then invented Storm and was like, shut up.
Yeah, like, but I, so I see why you don't like
so,
that nigga.
So as far as
we're
I'm
not gonna
concerned,
pay none of Coretta bills.
Yeah,
none of Ms. Shabazz
so,
bills. Like
once again, as much as I love X-Men and their whole conflict and everything. Y'all can't even have the conversation y'all just
hey,
had.
Hey, man, fuck X-Men.
As much as I love them, y'all can't even have the conversation y'all just had without sounding like y'all talking about black people. So, I'm not.
Next topic, nigga. Fuck
yeah,
these
bro,
niggas,
next
bro.
Topic,
bro.
Hey,
I'm
man,
talking I'm about. Mad as hell,
yeah,
bro.
I hate X-Men now, nigga. I hate these niggas
that
now,
shit
bro.
Is. Them niggas said
I'm still in the hood, my nigga, and Wolverine been slicing and dicing niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
As far as I'm concerned, Wolverine might be LeBron, bro. Like, that legit.
No, Wolverine is a symbol for gentrification. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Bro, so, yeah, man, like, I just can't get with it. I like X-Men a lot. Tip my hat to him. Very good concept and team.
But fuck
but,
them niggas,
but
nigga.
Fuck them niggas, fuck bro. Them,
for real, for real.
All right, so I'm giving you a scenario
okay.
right now. So... you have a rampaging villain, and they're a big, strong rampage. Think about, like, maybe the Juggernaut, or maybe kind of like the Juggernaut or the Rhino. You know what I'm saying? And they're rampaging. And so you have three heroes to handle this stumbling, bumbling.
The Rhino?
No, I'm talking about, like, we're talking about a big. Okay, let me give you the scenario. Okay.
Yeah. Give me something, bro.
Okay.
Give us something.
Okay. Doomsday, a villain around Doomsday's strength. Uh-huh. Not even Doomsday's strength, just Doomsday, kind of his like his abilities. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. His strength is a vulnerability. He's not as strong as Doomsday, but he's still causing havoc throughout the city. You know what I'm saying? Imagine the Hulk is rampaging. You know what I'm saying? Like a little Hulk. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? He's not going to get no stronger, but he's still the fucking Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What three heroes do you call to get him? We're not taking cosmic entities into account.
Fuck!
My
first person is going to be the Phoenix.
Yep.
Damn.
No cosmic entities. None of the top threes are Marvel or DC. So, Batman, Wonder Woman.
That's cool.
Captain America.
Fuck.
Iron Man. The Hulk.
Okay.
I got you. And he turned the city up.
I'm calling three.
Yep.
I'm calling three people, yeah? Mm-hmm. First person. If I can't get number one, I'm going to get number two. Dick Grayson. Yeah.
Get Dick on the line. Get Dick on the line.
Let me get Nightwing on the line real
quick. To get Grayson on the line.
You know what I'm saying? And because I know who Dick works well with, give me Cyborg. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we also need someone. Dick is a great leader, great executor, right? Cyborg is a great supplemental to actually, I would say just about any leader, right? Mm-hmm. And he would be a good number two.
He's a great number two man.
Yeah, yeah.
Period.
And then I need to go. I need to have a wide range of abilities, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's no telling where this fight can take me. So I need Nightwing. I need him to kind of lead it. I need Cyborg to give me schematics of XYZ. I need him to, you know, cover fire. I need, you know, satellite shit, blah, blah, blah. But I also need a nigga that is an X factor, right?
Yep.
So give me Wally.
Wally West?
Give me Wally West. Yep.
Okay, here's how I'm going to go with you. And I'm not going to jock Jay-Z on this one. It's hard. You took Dick Grayson from me.
Yeah.
This is hard. Okay. I need a fighter. Give me Thor.
Damn.
you need a fighter, bro. You need something who's going to fight that thing.
Yep.
And who's damn near God level and is probably not going to die.
Okay.
So, give me Thor. You need someone tactical. Give me Deathstroke. Mm. Because people forget, you know, he led Suicide Squad.
Right.
So, you know, you can... And another thing about Deathstroke is he going to do whatever it takes to win, too.
Mm. That's right.
So, even, you know... And the thing is, people... While he is a soldier, in these situations, he's going to try and just neutralize the target like a soldier. Mm. He's not going to, like, think... He's not going to go for collateral. You know what I'm saying? Mm. He's going to try and neutralize the target. So, give me Deathstroke, Thor... And then for my you need a wild card on that last end. You already got somebody who's pretty, you know, godlike. To round off this team, fuck, this is hard.
I'm saying.
I already got a god. I need something to say about
it. It ain't that hard, bro.
I mean, but this last... You said Flash, you said Cyborg. You need another, like, skilled slash
great powers. Yeah, you got to spread the floor with skills.
You need to spread the field. So I'm trying to think of what this last person is going to... Because they need to have a wide range of ability, too.
Right.
Like you said. So, give me Captain Marvel. Or Shazam. I mean, or Captain Marvel from
DC.
No, Marvel.
Marvel?
Oh.
Captain Marvel from Marvel. Baby girl, okay.
Carol. Mm-hmm. Okay. Carol Danvers.
Yeah, Carol
Danvers. And I say that because Deathstroke can be a good number two to Captain Marvel leading. You still got a human in the equation who can do the on-the-ground things, but now you can tag team your leader to fight with Thor. Mm-hmm. But also have, you know, an unstoppable force on one side of you and then a super tactical slash useful person on the other side who can be a good number two. That's who I would use.
Okay.
What about you, Matt?
I'm in the...
This is hard. It's especially since you took away the top three.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to definitely throw Spider-Man in there.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to throw Spider-Man.
I thought about it.
As far as, like, protecting people, I feel like Spider-Man is very efficient at getting, you know, people in and out. He's a friendly face. Because the main thing is to make sure people don't get hurt.
Right.
And then I would say, actually, I could end this fairly quickly if I wanted to. So then I would say... I want to say Iceman, but I'm going to take it a different level. I'm going to say, Invisible Woman. We're fighting a heavier villain, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want her to, like, encase that villain, you know what I'm saying, inside the bubble with that last person that I want to have in there that does one shot to end it, to at least have the least collateral damage.
Yeah, I know.
Period. Black Bolt. Black Bolt will use his voice and end it right then and there. Okay. Inside of that force field.
Okay.
That's a very solid list.
Yeah,
I think, Aaron, I honestly think you had the best list, though.
Yeah, that was a great
Cyborg,
list.
Cyborg, Flash, Fire, and like, Dick Grayson. Because
everybody knows how to work.
Yeah, yeah, like...
Because you got the, Wally.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you put Barry in there, yeah, Barry is, you know, could do exactly what Wally could. But Wally, Dick, and Cyborg, they all have... Like, we've seen them work together. You know what I'm saying? Teen Titans.
On multiple occasions.
Yeah, yeah, we've seen, so, like, first off... Yeah, they're battle tested, you know what I'm saying? They work flawlessly, you know what I mean? They probably wouldn't even need to speak throughout the fight, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then as far as the only person I trust leading a group is Batman, right? But the only person that I would have to pick after that is Nightwing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because out of all the Robins, out of all the Bat family, Nightwing is the closest to the genius level intellect Bruce Wayne has, right?
Only thing he doesn't have is the edge.
Yeah. The edge, right? Which
Jason
I think
got that edge. Damian.
Damian has that
has
edge.
Has the true edge.
Damian has
if I'm being a, if I'm keeping
it
a bad
with
you.
Yeah, if you keep it a bad, Damian probably got too much.
Yeah. And I think Dick not having that edge makes him a little better.
Because people can approach Dick.
Right. And also, that's what Batman wanted. You know what I'm saying? Batman doesn't want people to be just like him. Right? He doesn't want his
young
people
Justice,
to be just
like, I don't
want to
be like Batman.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And my thing, why I love Dick so much.
Come back.
Yeah, we gotta come back.
We gotta. Hey,
your thing on why you love Dick so much
is
pause.
Why I love Nightwing so much?
Richard.
Yeah. I like Richard because of how his conflict is like. I don't want to be Batman, right? But what is he? He is Batman. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he's refined. He's better. You know what I'm saying? In some instances.
I mean, you can...
He's like Diet Batman. He like better for you. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
but the only thing that Batman has on him at all times, though, is that sometimes that edge that we talk about is what puts Batman...
Now,
over.
Don't trip. Dick Grayson has an edge.
He does. Don't trip. I understand.
But I think the edge you guys are talking about is the fact that, like, first off, Dick Grayson is going to get the job done regardless, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second off, it's just... Batman has that thing that can't be duplicated, but Nightwing is the best attempt, right? And like
it's
I said,
without all the trauma,
with a different kind of trauma, right? And he handles it better because he has Batman, right?
Yeah,
I think if Bruce Wayne had, you switch it, Dick Grayson is, you know, his parents die, he becomes Batman. Bruce Wayne, youngest, growing up watching Dick Grayson, I think Bruce Wayne becomes Nightwing essentially too, and says, I don't want to be like that. You know what I'm saying? Nightwing wants to, have Starfire.
His dad told him not to do it. You know what I'm saying? Thomas Wayne was like, don't be Batman anymore.
Yeah. Like, there's something to it to where, like, you have to... Alfred takes in Bruce, right? And Bruce becomes Bats. Bats takes in Nightwing, and Nightwing becomes a refined version of both of them. Right? Because we still have to factor in the fact that Alfred was Bruce's father figure. You know what I mean? And so I'm getting all off subject, but that's why I enjoyed Nightwing's story so much, because in every he is Batman's, you know, damn near clone.
He's the next generation. He's a growth to that maturity.
The next generation. But even with him saying, like, I don't want to, I run from the cow all the time. Like, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to become a Batman. But he knows that, look, somebody got to be a Batman.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
the world can't go on without a Batman.
There has to be a motherfucking Batman.
There has to be one.
Yeah, but it's just that conflict in him, it's true because it keeps him from becoming Bruce Wayne's identical, right? Mm-hmm. Which I think makes him a little better in that aspect. More human. You know what I'm saying?
Easier
more
to work
touch.
With.
Yeah, to work with. You know what I'm saying? Now, don't trip. The nigga gets down.
Yeah.
We've seen some nasty lethal combos from Nightwing. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Nightwing ain't no hoe.
Not at all, bro. But yeah, I say
he was already skilled before Batman got...
He was already skilled. And we have to take that into account, too. Bruce Wayne had to learn all this shit. To Dick, it's human nature.
Easy.
You know what I mean? It's human nature.
He just learned how to apply that.
Right.
Me.
crime
fighter. Right, right. And we forget how quickly he caught on to everything, right?
Yeah.
Right? I think Dick Grayson was a better student also.
Yep. That's definitely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The best student. Jason Todd was better than Tim Drake.
We never give Tim Drake credit for being a great detective.
Never give Tim Drake credit. He's not... He's a good fighter, not great. He's a good tactician, not great. But as far as detective, though...
Great.
Yeah,
excellent.
Great. He's a great detective, yeah. Yeah, okay. That's a good one to throw in there, Tim Drake, yeah.
Tim Drake was a... I think... But you can never beat the first son. You know what I'm saying? Like, you exactly. can never... You know what I'm saying? That's the first son.
The craziest thing about it is I feel like, you know, Damien... is gonna bring, you know, as he progresses for sure, is gonna bring, you know, a crazy side. But being Batman is so much more than being a brute, though. You know what I'm saying?
Being Batman
is way more than just being an assassin.
It's being the epitome of everything.
Yeah,
being the top tier in everything, like having no equal.
You know I love saying? How this turned into a "We Love Batman" session.
Basically. Wherever I'm at, that's the name of the session.
My nigga Batman.
Because the only other person I've even felt that about is my boy Peter Parker, but he whined too much when Fine Peter Girls Parker, touches Wee Wee. So
My nigga Peter Parker said, "Don't touch me, Dad." He's on my no no squares.
You telling me Black Cat Silver Sable come at you, bro? You ain't acting right. I ain't trying to hear it.
Boy.
Wait, Kitty Pryde too?
I would have took my mask off a long time ago. I'd have been like, look.
How you mess up with an X moment, bro? Kitty Pryde was all over this chick with the red hair. I'm just, look, dog.
God.
And niggas upgrade.
I would have been playing Jodeci Phoenix. As soon as Mary Jane
started
having problems,
he started pulling superheroes, bro. And he's still
Spider-Woman.
Yeah, bro, right, Spider-Woman. Right. Silver Sable. Black Cat, Kitty Pryde. What? Who else on this list?
Y'all,
Carly.
I know we had a couple others.
I don't.
Carly.
Damn. Yep. Black Cat come up to me. It's the O.
Bro, Black Cat come up to me. I'm like, Mary who?
It's the O, bro.
Mary, like, I said, girl, I stopped smoking weed a week ago.
Hey, no, I'm trying to tell you, man.
I'm saying.
Black Cat coming to me with them titties out. I'm like,
it's the O, bro.
Speaking of which, since we talk about cats real quick, too, I also hate that this Rebirth shit has Bruce Wayne marrying Selina Kyle. But, especially in the way that they did it. I thought that they'd get married on a roof somewhere, and they both say, I guess, and kind of just go on with life and just fuck. But nah, this nigga full on took the cowl off in a ring. I can't do that. Too much vulnerability.
Nigga, he would get your sniper rifle.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. He took the cowl off and was like, I want you.
With the mold damn.
Let me tell y'all something.
He got tired of pulling out.
And you got me screaming first.
He's sick of that too. A girl try to fuck me every day. And I'm not taking it.
Nigga. And Injustice too, bro. If you play the Catwoman storyline to the end in the battle simulator, it shows Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle getting married, right? But the result of that was that they got too bored, right? And Selina said, you know, it was only fun because it was a chase. So she leaves him. But I promise you, hand to God, if they make Selina Kyle leave my nigga Bruce, like she left him in Injustice 2, I have issues with everyone.
I have issues.
Nigga, because you do not hurt Bruce anymore than he's already been hurt.
Yeah, bro.
He is a gentle creature.
He is, bro.
You heard my nigga Bruce?
We have a problem.
We have an issue.
Like, ma'am.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
So, I can't do that. That's so
y'all the last married. Person who hurt Bruce was Bane, bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
It was Bane.
You know what I'm saying?
And it took him a minute to recover from that.
Right.
That nigga Bruce is going to be like, you mean to tell me I ain't been getting no ass every night to fight? You know what I look like. Was like, I know what the back of your credit cards look like. You're a scammer. Black Cat really just Black China for real in the DC universe.
All right, end the podcast.
Let's go. Yep, round the song. This was fun. Nice conversation. I'm out.
Black Cat is Black China.
Because when she walked out of Instagram China, with this nigga shit, I said, bruh. Yo, this girl is really a cat burglar, bro, because she give you pussy and steal. Like,
give you pussy
I've never
and
seen
steal.
Something so outstanding.
Out.
I like you,
please.
I like you.
No, I'll get out. Even better.
Even better.
Actually.
Oh, my Lord.
I'll walk home. That's wild.
That's a negative.
That's wild.
I don't want no parts of that.
But yeah, y'all, that's it for the MASH show. We had a great talk about Marvel vs. DC. Yeah. This ain't going to be the last. We're going to have some more when some movies come out. We'll have to do one before Infinity War start.
Oh, that's sure. Justice League.
Oh, yeah, Justice League too. Yeah. We prepare for them bitches. You know what I'm saying? Niggas going to see movies. I might see them on bootleg. I might pick them up from the barbershop, my nigga. But, you know, I can pick up Booty Talk 62 in the same suite. Right. So, you know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
We're out of here.
Peace. Be easy.